having different gifts according to the grace that is given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Christmas, except the church part, here you see it's still Christmas, has pretty much winded down for most folk. But the gifts remain. Oh, the children may have broken some, or you may have returned some to the store, but the church is still thinking about gifts. And in that sense, here at church, we're all like children who would say, if asked, what's Christmas? Christmas is when you get presents. Did you find this problem this year? Is there somebody on your Christmas list who's hard to buy for? Perhaps someone who seems to have just about everything or enough money to get it himself, or someone who's a tad quirky, maybe a bit on the fussy or critical side, and you want to get her just the right kind of a gift, and it's not easy. They say that in the old days, there was a general rule. This is maybe way back in the 50s or the 60s. If you didn't know what to get someone, you could always get them a carton of cigarettes. I was thinking for our church workers, that would still work today. We have quite a few of them who would probably appreciate the odd carton. And for the faithful, in the old days, it was a tie. You could get a man a tie, and probably for some that wouldn't be a bad idea. We could get some ties here. Or for the girls, the young ladies, a well-placed scarf would sometimes be in order. Do you think that Our Lady worried about presents when she was invited to today's wedding feast? Well, actually not, because as St. Paul says in today's epistle, pursuing hospitality, back then, people did. And when you went to a wedding feast, you received the gift of the feast. Wonderful food, the wine flowed freely, and the gift you brought was your presence. Of course, out of respect, you wore your wedding garment to do honor to the married couple and the families involved and to the occasion. So Our Lady was there, and she brought our blessed Savior and his disciples too. She brought the best of all gifts, the gift God gives us at Christmas and throughout the year. She brought the gift of her Son. And with him comes the wine of charity, fermented before its time, and wonderfully sweet and flavorful. And then to the words that stay with us still today, her motherly admonition, whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. In other words, it's a nice way of saying, just do what Jesus tells you. As Christians, there's not a one of us who really needs to wonder or worry about what to give. We have the gifts. The gifts of God's grace, and they differ for each one of us. Last weekend, we looked at, in effect, two sacraments which set a soul in a certain state of life. Friday, we had, as part of our appreciation dinner, one of the first solemn masses of a new priest. And then on Sunday, he celebrated this mass, and he spoke at the morning masses. Here the holy oils are still glistening on his hands. And he gave us his first blessing. And Father spoke about family life, a few words, but from the heart and simple and true, about the duties of children and of fathers and of mothers. St. Paul today is speaking about different kinds of gifts, the gifts that were given the early church to get it rooted and to make it grow miraculously. These were gifts that were heaven-sent, charismatic, nothing at all to do with the Pentecostals today, I assure you, but it was a true gift to say prophecy or of preaching, and miracles accompanied these gifts. They say that today the equivalent would be your call from God, each one of you, in your own vocation in life, to the priesthood or to the married life, and some of you called to the single state. And then along with that call, why there comes special graces from God. So in a word, last Sunday, the church looked at the family, and today St. Paul wants us to consider our church family. St. Paul sees the problems of the early Roman Catholics, the Catholics who were at Rome. He sees some particular problems, but as he lists them with each one, he gives a certain solution or a certain suggestion as to how things might be done. He that showeth mercy, he says, for example, with cheerfulness, and he that ruleth with carefulness, he that exhorteth in exhorting, and especially he that giveth with simplicity. There's those gifts again. Our Lady is the perfect example of giving with simplicity. She sees a need, and very discreetly, without drawing any attention to the problem or to herself, she takes care of it. If Christmas is about presents, and here the children are right, it is, then here at church, it is Christmas all year round. Now, you come to church, though, not just to get a gift, to get what? Your ticket punched? You made it to church this Sunday. Grace, your sins forgiven, our Lord in Holy Communion, some particular prayer or need of yours heard. You come to church to give. And as in any family, some of you will be giving more and some of you will be giving less, but all of us must give with simplicity. The people who puzzle over what to give, and then they end up giving nothing. Those who mean to get out and shop and then send the present, but never do. And those who judge the recipient unworthy at the end, and who hold back and who hoard their gifts. They will never know this gift, the free grace of a good God who keeps on giving. It is still Christmas. Obviously, the full 40 days through February 2nd are Candlemas. And it will still be Christmas when the time comes for us to take down all of these beautiful decorations. Next June, it will still be Christmas, as long as we have God's gift on the altar and His Blessed Mother to guide us. And as long as you are, by the Holy Ghost, inspired to give of yourself freely, fervently, St. Paul says. And I think the Greek of it has the sense of a kettle that's boiling. You're just boiling over with that enthusiasm and that zeal that comes from grace. And finally, to give fully, as you do, in so many ways, helping, not hindering your priest and your people, the members of your family here at church, giving from the not inconsiderable gifts God has given to you, giving with simplicity, which means look to Mary, not looking for any kind of an advantage, not wanting to be bossy, lord it over people to tell them what to do, not wanting to make people feel guilty, to put them in your debt, or to mark yourself as a martyr, but just to give as this Blessed Mother gives, Our Lady, with simplicity, not looking for any return, any quid pro quo, And why? Because you have it to give. Giving is best, like God, whose very nature it is to give, and who never ceases to give us different gifts according to the graces that are given us. If gift giving is Christmas, the children are right. It is. Thanks be to God, and to you, his children, it will always be Christmas in church. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.